USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least three deaths that may be associated with a rash of severe storms across the country so far. Deaths have been confirmed in the wake of storms that hit a trailer park in Indiana. However, it's still unknown precisely if they were linked to the weather. Tornadoes were spotted in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana Thursday. During an overnight news conference, local authorities had acknowledged there could still be people trapped in damaged buildings. The Michigan father charged in connection with a deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son is being found guilty. James Crumbly was found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, has already been found guilty on the same charges. Prosecutors say the couple turned a blind eye to their son's mental problems and left the gun used in the crime unsecured. Americans spent more money in February. USA's John Schaefer with more.
And it's sales at home improvement stores that are driving the increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. However, despite the rise in retail sales, gas prices also experienced an increase.
The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future.
They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 New York homes and businesses. Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are getting into the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champions are opening a steakhouse at a high-dollar hotel in Kansas City. It'll be called 1587 Prime. Of course, that brand a nod to both players' jersey numbers. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
There is pressure mounting on Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a $95 billion bipartisan Senate foreign aid package up for a vote in the House. So far, Johnson and House GOP lawmakers say a return to Trump-era border security policy must come first. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Thursday, time for Ukraine is running out.
The chilling reality here is abundantly clear. Withholding critical weapons has not helped manage Putin's escalation. It is only emboldened him.
McConnell reiterated his belief that Putin will not stop at Ukraine. This week, Putin spoke openly again about the prospect of nuclear war with the West. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's putting together a bid to buy TikTok. He told CNBC Thursday that he's building an investor group to acquire the popular video app from ByteDance. This after the House voted Wednesday to approve a bill that would force the China-based company to sell the app or have the app banned in the U.S. Best Buy is issuing a recall for more than 280,000 air fryers due to concern about fire, burn, and laceration hazards. The recall encompasses certain models of the Insignia air fryers and Insignia air fryer ovens. These products were distributed in both Canada and the United States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.